You told me earlier today that perhaps the upcoming release that you'll have will be called The Thistle and the Rose. You want to give us another release, another taste treat of what might be coming?
I'll give you one that I don't know. We're still, it's on the fence. It might be included and it might not. I'm not really sure. It's a song called Traveling Man, and it's one of the songs that I learned early on. It was written by a guy named Pink Anderson, whose first name lives on in the name of a rock band named Pink Floyd. The Floyd came from another old bluesman named Floyd Council. Pink Anderson and Floyd Council's first names go to make Pink Floyd. And Pink Anderson was a ragtime-type blues picker. They're called East Coast Blues or Georgia Blues, is sometimes referred to as. Sometimes it's called Piedmont Blues, but the real blues aficionados, they sometimes will just say it. That's a geographic term. If they didn't come from the Piedmont and didn't play there, you don't call it that. So I try not to use those terms anymore. But he was a southeastern ragtime blues picker who was really good and didn't get as much recognition as he should have. He was a bit of a single entendre kind of guy. He didn't couch a lot of his lyrics in too much mystery, so some of them I just don't play anymore. They're just a little too brash and a little too raw for me. But this one tune that I recorded in Minneapolis was called Traveling Man, and it's a wonderful piece, and Dakota Dave Hull's playing baritone guitar on it. The odd thing about the piece for me was I unintentionally ad-libbed the first line of the song extemporaneously. It happened as we were recording it, and it's very rare that I'm not inside a song and with the lyrics all the way, but as I'm singing it, my brain's also going, hey, that was a pretty good first line. You better write that down and remember it. That is pretty good, and it did kind of mess me up at the end of the song when I caught up with it, but we're still on the fence as to whether it's going to go on the album or not, but that's one of the tunes that I included here for you today.
Gonna tell y'all a story about a traveling man. His home was down in Caroline. He made his living stealing chickens, just about anything he could find. The pop-eyed man, he runs so fast, his feet never stayed in a row. And when a freight train passed, it never mattered how fast, he'd always get on board. I said he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. I mean, he was the most traveling man ever lived in that land. Traveled everywhere, yes, he was known for miles around. But he never got caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Well, that boy went down to a well one day just to fetch himself a pail of water. And the distance that the rapscallion had to go was something like 13 miles and a quarter. On his way back home, you know, he dropped a bucket and he fell down. Well, he ran back to the house and got himself another bucket full of water, ever touched the ground. I said he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. I mean, he was the most traveling man ever lived in that land. He traveled everywhere. He was known for miles around. But he never got caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Now the boat was on the old Titanic ship when it sailed out to sea. And he played a B-flat clarinet and a bandit rendered a hasty version of Nearer My God to Thee. When that boy jumped overboard, everybody said he was a fool. But about 2 minutes right after that, he was shooting dice in Liverpool. I said he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. He was the most traveling man ever lived in that land. He traveled everywhere. He was known for miles around. But he never got caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Well, the police finally shot the traveling man at last. They had shot him right through the head. People was coming from counties around just to see if that boy was dead. His mama, she was all dressed in black, and she was all upset with tears. And she walked over, opened up the coffin lid, but that fool had disappeared. I said he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. I mean, he was the most traveling man ever lived in that land. He traveled everywhere. He was known for miles around. But he never got caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him down. Constitution to bend down with his bad breath. And he said, got any last words that you want to say? He says, yes, I'd like to ask those jurymen to bow their heads in one final prayer. And then he winked one eye and he crossed both legs and he flew up right straight in the air. I swear he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. I mean, he was the most traveling man ever lived in that land. He traveled everywhere, yes, he was known for miles around. But he never got caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him down.
That was Doug McKenzie telling us about A Traveling Man, a song written by Pink Anderson. And the moral of the story is, be a traveling man and get shot? No, you're not going to be dead in your casket. What is the moral of that? I miss it.
I think, I don't really know what moral is there, except to say that if you are a traveling man, you probably ought to be traveling in the right crowd and not messing around with things that could get you shot in the end. Aside from that, I'm not really sure. But what the song spoke to me was, it spoke to me of the history of my life when I was growing up and listening to songs like this up in Saratoga Springs, New York, and the amazing folk music festivals that I was taken to as a child there that really just branded themselves on my soul. So it's a song I've known probably since I was 8 or 9 years old. That's always an impressionable time in one's life, and it was a very good time for me. I was being jostled awake by people who cared. And I take it very, very seriously that they did and that they cared enough to try to do so. I guess that's what's in there for me.
I think you had perhaps better influences at 9 than I did. Boom Boom, Ain't It Great to Be Crazy doesn't quite match with Traveling Man.
No.
You have such a wonderful range of music that you've been exposed to.